Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
First, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Independent reports that the Dublin Port Company is to lodge €1.1 billion plans for its 3FM project, the third and final project from Dublin Port's Master Plan 2040. Underlining the scale of the project, the overall planning application site area extends to nearly 1,000 hectares. And the 3FM project is to be developed on existing brownfield lands in the port, focusing primarily on the Poolbeg Peninsula, where one-fifth of Dublin Port's estate is located. The project is to deliver close to 20% of port capacity required by 2040 by providing essential infrastructure and capacity for unitised cargo as demand for freight services from continental Europe grows. The 3FM project includes the construction of a new bridge across the River Liffey as part of the Southern Port Access Route, removing heavy goods vehicles, port and commercial traffic from existing public roads leading to and from the Tom Clark Bridge. The 3FM project also includes the construction of a new lift-on, lift-off terminal with the annual throughput capacity of 5.3 million tonnes. Liam Coates in the Business Post reports that the mortgage services provider Pepper Advantage has appointed the former Anglo-Irish banker Niall Sorahan as its chief executive. Sorahan, who is currently the chief executive of the debt collection firm Cabot Ireland, will succeed Cormac Ryan, who was in the role for 7 years and signalled that he would step down in May. Fraser Gemmell, the chief executive of the UK-based Pepper Advantage Group, said that Sorahan was an executive of exceptional calibre. He will take on the role at Pepper, which has 600 staff across Dublin and Shannon next year. Pepper Ireland has more than 100,000 residential and commercial loan customers across the country, managing more than 30 billion worth of assets. Cord Caden in the Irish Examiner reports that Technology Ireland has called for significant investment to be pumped into meeting EU digital transition targets in a bid to grow the tech sector. In its pre-budget submission, Technology Ireland, an arm of IBEC, urged the government to set aside €100 million a year until 2030 to meet national and EU digital transition targets and provide continued funding for digital transition measures currently funded through the National Recovery and Resilience Plan. Technology Ireland Director Una Fitzpatrick said that it was essential that Ireland resourced itself to comply with EU frameworks, especially as a number of multinationals base their European headquarters here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.